That was for, I don't think it has a specific applications, but people see down the road it'll be very useful to do that. I think it's primarily for channel dropping filters and maybe even for touch tone dialing. I'm not too sure about this. Jim Kaiser will be able to give you a very good history of that. Well, they build a filter, and everybody thinks digital circuits will be just ones and zeros. You flip the switch, it should work like a charm. Well, they turned the switch on, it didn't work. They checked it around, no mistake was made. It didn't work. And some very smart people got into it and found out it is really the effect of the Randolph error. It causes oscillations, causes all sorts of other type of problems, limit cycles.
What you're saying there is that when they tried building one of these circuits, that it didn't function as expected.
Yeah, you can say that. And then some work was done to correct that. Because, well, in the digital world, a number is represented by a finite number of bits. And when you take two, let's say, 8-bit number, you multiply them, you get 16 bits. But you only have 8-bit registers. You have to squeeze it in, drop something out. And what's left over is called a Randolph error, and that can play havoc with you on that. Now, this is a fixed point thing. But when you implement things on a computer, typically these are floating point arithmetics. Floating point arithmetics mean, without getting into the details, that the errors were introduced through a slightly different mechanism, let's say. Well, the same mechanism, but in a different way, which makes the analysis very hard. Comparably harder than the others. So Erwin Sandberg presented a paper at the Allerton conference. I think it was a very, very good paper. It pointed out the problem, pointed out some ways to handle it. The approach he took was a deterministic approach. I don't know whether you can call it, in some ways you can call it sort of classical error analysis approach, numerical analysis. So I looked at it, I found it very interesting. I came back, talked to a graduate student, and I said, you know, this is a very interesting paper. I said, but I think the problem is because these errors are now very small errors introduced, and there are many, many of them. The proper way to look at them is really look at from the statistical or probabilistic way to do this. And we should be able to analyze the problem using this probabilistic model to do that. And we've talked about this for a while, and a few days later he said, yes, everything carries through fine. So we wrote it up and sent the abstract to Allerton again for the 68 conference meeting. And 1 week before the conference, he came in, he said, no, it didn't work. Overlooked something. And sure enough, it didn't work. We quickly tried to do a lot of things, and finally I was able to find a way to analyze the problem, which made the problem much more interesting, and get the result out. And that's my first work on digital filters.